He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well,
what?
What's on your mind?
That's a deep subject.
What's on your mind right now? What are you thinking about right now?
Oh, you don't want to know. I'm not even awake this morning. This is
now. What is it about people that aren't awake when they wake up? Well, is that brain fog or what?
Well, it is brain fog, but we came in here earlier than I anticipated. We're here a half an hour earlier than I thought we were going to be. So
we caught you off guard.
Being the most organized person that I know, I go by time, and if I have an extra half hour, but I'm not quite awake yet.
But not everybody is a morning person, right?
Yeah. And plus, too, getting up a little bit earlier because now school has started. So now
those rugrats,
the little rugrats are going.
Got to keep your eyes open, your head up, and watch those speed limits. I got a ticket the other day because I turned left in a place that normally I'm allowed to turn left, but because of the school, they changed the signage.
And you didn't look at the signs.
Well, it was my own fault. Yes. I have to admit that. But you know what? We're creatures of habit. We almost drive sometimes in an autonomic mode. So we just go down the street, we turn, and we don't pay attention. And right there, I look back at it because I retraced my steps when I was driving to check on whether or not there was an actual sign. And sure enough, there
they
it was.
No turning. Kind of flashing between light for the first week or so, just for people to get used to it. And then what was he doing? Hiding in
the
bush?
Well, that would minimize the numbers of people that violated the rule. So therefore, that would reduce the revenue.
Exactly.
And that, isn't that what it's all about?
I guess so.
Sometimes it makes you wonder. We do have to be careful with the kiddies on the streets.
Exactly.
Okay, dear. What's cooking?
Well, what's cooking is yesterday I made some broiled tomatoes. So what I did, and they're really great with breakfast and especially eggs and even steak. And when I lived in England, this was a very popular side dish. So what I do is I cut the tomato in half. Now, you know when they've got that little round thing, you know, what is it called? Where
the center of the tomato?
Yeah.
What do you mean the round thing?
Yeah, the little
where the stem is attached?
Yes.
On the outside?
Yeah, I told you I wasn't awake yet. Yes. Yeah, you cut it. You don't cut it lengthwise. You cut it crosswise. Is that what I'm trying to say?
You cut it across. So you turn the tomato
on its side.
On
that's
its side.
What we do on its side.
So that where the stem was attached is pointing to the left or the right.
That's
and then
right.
You cut it through the middle.
Told you I wasn't awake yet. Yes, that's what you do. So you cut the tomato in half, and then I top it with sea salt, a little fresh ground pepper, and some freshly grated Parmesan cheese. Doesn't that sound good? Then I place the tomato, the half tomatoes, on a broiler pan and broil it until they're warm inside and the cheese has melted.
Yummy.
Now you can add any kind of herb or spice that you like, such as garlic, oregano, thyme. That's just to mention a few. There's a multitude of different spices and herbs that you can add. And then you can use different cheeses if you like, such as goat's feta, if you like that. So it really makes a nice little breakfast side dish. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. It went really well with the eggs, too.
Yes, yes. Now, tomatoes. Are tomatoes a fruit or are tomatoes a vegetable? I've heard that a tomato is a fruit until it's cooked and then it becomes a vegetable.
Well, that's absolutely ridiculous. That's like saying that an avocado is a vegetable until it's cooked and then it becomes
I don't know. I'd like
a fruit.
I don't know. I've looked it up on the internet and they say tomatoes
well,
are a fruit.
Well, that's because
and then, oh,
tomatoes have been classified as fruits by some and vegetables by other, but I think in modern day botany and how vegetables and fruits are classified according to their genus, tomatoes are fruits and tomatoes are vegetables.
Oh, where did you hear that?
No.
Kind of like
tomatoes are fruits. They're a fruit.
Like you, okay? Until you get cooked and then you're a vegetable.
They grow on the vine and they have seeds. Ha, 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 ha.
Anyway, do you know that there's over 300 varieties of tomatoes? And they're part of the nightshade family. And they're loaded with phytonutrients and helpful in the prevention of cancer. Now, there's only, from what I've read, blood type O can handle the tomato.
That's right. I'm not supposed to eat tomatoes.
Right.
But I can eat tomatoes.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So the lectins and other properties that react adversely to the blood types, there's the acid alkaline balance of the food and possibly molds and parasites and possible indicators of bowel toxicity. So, I mean, I can eat as many tomatoes as I like and it's good for me, anti-cancerous. And
well, I remember when I first learned about the nightshade concept and how people that couldn't tolerate paprika and eggplant and tobacco and tomatoes and potatoes were intolerant to alkaloids in these foods. But I found out that historically, tomatoes, like for thousands of years, were perceived as a toxic, poisonous plant, and nobody ate them. Amazing, huh?
Yes.
And now they're as common to our staple diet
Italians without tomatoes?
Exactly. And I do, I must say that I do like a tomato cut, you know, sliced evenly with steak. They seem to go really well with steak.
That's one of the different types. I've got a list here of different types of tomatoes, but beefsteak tomatoes are those great, big, huge ones, and they are beefy. They're like a steak themselves. And then we've got the Juliet, which is like a grape tomato. Those are the kind of the ones that I put in my Greek salad. Then there's the Roma tomatoes. You know, so there's lots.
I'd like to know actually how many, if there's like 2,500 species of apples, how many species of tomatoes are there?
Over 300.
Over 300?
Over 300 variety. If you'd listen.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
I'm
you
sorry.
Would have heard what I said.
Right. I have a problem listening to you, dear.
To me. No kidding.
I see your lips moving, but I don't hear anything.
That's not even funny. Okay. So get into that. That's a really easy, easy little dish to make.
The you know how else I like tomatoes? I like them chopped up in cottage cheese with some pepper on them, fresh ground. Mmm, yummy.
Tomatoes and pepper and salt seem to go so well together, don't they?
That's right. So make sure that the pepper is fresh ground balls and that the salt is chunky sea salt or earth salt.
Yes.
Stay away from that processed crud that people call salt and pepper.
Yes.
It's actually quite toxic.
Yes.
You know, it's oxidized like that pre-ground pepper.
Something you would get in a restaurant, let's say.
Well, it just shows you how, you know, like restaurants are not, you know, they're more into profit than they are into health and providing you with the highest quality.
No, they lose money.
Well, they could charge you more, but then people wouldn't pay it.
Exactly.
Because people would say it's too expensive because they're comparing the cost of refined processed food to real food. And they think that the real good stuff is really expensive. But in fact, that's what food costs, money.
And when I used to work in restaurants, I tell you, they use like the white fats and they just... It's just some of the foods that they use that are hidden inside. You'd be surprised.
And salt's a heavy-duty preservative, so they just
unbelievable amounts
lather
of
it with salt, huh?
Yeah. So broiled tomatoes, ladies and gentlemen, get into it.
And that's it?
That's it. That's all. There ain't no more.
Well, that ain't much of a what's cooking. Hello?
What do you mean? I usually cook the same old thing all the time. Actually, I do.
I want something deep and heavy, something that I have to analyze for 2 hours to figure out.
Oh, gosh.
No, that's true. Sometimes the best things are the most simple,
the simplest things in life,
and easy to take.
And those were really nice, organic, plump tomatoes.
Well, that's a key factor. Make sure that they're organic, as everything else should be, huh?
Yes, if you can, Yes.
And I got an email today from the Canadian Health Food Association saying that we are moving forward. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has now accepted the guidelines from the various groups that are concerned about how to classify whether food is organic or not. Because it's not just a matter of the food containing carbon. It's how it's grown. It's where it's grown. It's what was used to grow it. And so there's a lot that goes into that. So they want, I mean, the people that do it right feel maybe violated or gypped out when other companies call their foods organic.
Well, everything's organic, right?
Well, ultimately, yes, to some degree.
It has to be certified organic. That's what they
certified. So what determines the certification? And this is the hassle.
Yes.
And this is subject to debate and they go back and forth because these food corporations, they want in on this action. And when you put your certified organic label on the plant, everybody wants in on that because if you can't get that certification, then people are going to say, well, geez, I might lose some profit here.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
So it comes down to that mighty wheel of the big dollar. Well, dear, that's great. Okay, so let's get to our next section. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Dr. Stefan Kaprowski. And Stefan has a wonderful spa in Gabriola Island in BC. And this spa is something that I'd like to take part in. It sounds like he has covered all the bases from hydrotherapy to chelation therapy.
Yeah, he gets into biological terrain therapy. He's into ozone therapy.
Oh.
A lot of the traditional stuff that naturopaths use.
Yes.
And of course, if you don't know, people out there listening, that Gabriola Island is part of this chain of islands, of which Salt Spring Island is one. And what's some other ones, dear? Texada Island and Pender Island, Saturna. And these are these Gulf islands that are between the Vancouver Island and the coast of BC or Vancouver. And right in between there, there's this incredibly wonderful area where it's warm, the water is pure, and it has lots of wildlife.
Like the air is fresh.
Eagles. They've got like killer whales and seals. And it's a beautiful environment.
So if you know anybody who needs to have some sound therapy and rejuvenate themselves, or they're ill and they need to be healed, this is a perfect place for them to go to, is on Gabriel Island.
And also for burnout syndromes and athletes who are overtrained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like let's say that you've just trained for months for a particular event and you're just like totally spent and wasted. Say an Olympic athlete or an elite athlete, or maybe you're a competitor in bodybuilding or fitness or figure, and you need some time to mellow out and relax. This would be a great spot to relax and for a detox. Hello, how important is that?
Absolutely. So when are you sending me there? Because I really would love to go.
I'm sure you would. I'm sure that
we should both go sometime.
It would be nice. I'd like to visit his facility.
Exactly.
Check it out.
I don't really want to visit.
Stefan,
I want to stay there.
I think you should send us a couple of complimentary tickets, including all the amenities. Okay, so that was great. So who is our next month's special guest?
Next month's special guest is Kathleen Jordan. Now, Kathy serves as a director of the business development of the Dietary Supplements and Functional Foods Program at NSF International. Now, maybe you can just talk about that just a little bit, Corey.
Well, we met her at the International Society of Sports Nutrition Conference in Las Vegas.
That's right, yes.
And I had known about NSF and had read about what they are doing in the area of quality control as it relates to sports nutrition and athletic supplements. And I know that they've got a relationship with the NFL. And what they're doing is basically setting a standard so that consumers, and especially athletes who are concerned about testing positive, they are competitive, maybe they have signed documents saying that they're responsible for knowing what they're consuming, and they've been told, unfortunately, that supplements are not effective, they're contaminated, they're dangerous. That's not true. Supplements are not dangerous, and in fact, the drugs that are prescribed by most physicians as anti-inflammatories are what they should be concerned about. However, there has been a contamination issue, mainly in the United States and Europe. There has not been a factor of contamination in Canada, and I do want to say on record that Canada has one of the highest standards of quality control in the world. And if you're an athlete competing, I think you should buy your supplements in Canada, because we have classified our vitamins and minerals as drugs for decades. And because we have done that, we have had to maintain a pharmaceutical standard. So what NSF is doing is setting a standard where they come and inspect the facility and they analyze the product, both the products that are supplied to them and then randomly, so that the athletes who are using these products that have the NSF stamp on them now can say to themselves, I don't have to worry about testing positive.
Exactly.
These things have been checked out and are being checked out and they meet the standards. Also, the CCES, the Canadian Center for Ethics and Sport, has made a liaison and relationship with NSF in Canada, so that more of these product lines in Canada now are going to be given that stamp of approval.
That's wonderful. That's really great. Kathleen lectures all over the United States to the drug information associations, for nutrition councils. And so we're really, really looking forward. She's also an athlete herself, too, which even makes it better, doesn't it?
Yeah, what sport did she play?
She's talked a swimmer.
About a swimmer.
She was
that's
a swimmer,
right.
Yeah.
And those competitive swimmers, they have often like burnout syndromes.
Yeah.
One thing about swimmers and dancers and gymnasts, mm-hmm. they tend to overtrain.
Yeah.
And they need the supplements.
Yes.
They need the vitamins.
Yeah.
They need the pantothenic acid, the
yeah.
vitamin C, to protect themselves from adrenal burnout.
So it's really good that you've got somebody who's doing this type of work, who really understands it, who's also an athlete herself. So it's great. So
yeah, we need quality control. We do need that.
Yes.
But we also need governments, the IOC, to change their position stand and start promoting the use of dietary supplements, because they're biologically sound, safe, and based on science, of which
right.
they're saying or have said in the past that they're not,
right.
which is not true.
Yes, exactly. So we really look forward to Kathleen Jordan's interview.
Absolutely. Okay, dear, so let's get to it. What is your hot topic?
My hot topic is puppy love.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, right. Aw is right. We just bought a puppy. A Beagle Cross Maltese, and her name is Annie, and she's just as cute as a button. And thank goodness that she's as cute as a button. Otherwise, I would have thrown her over the balcony many times.
Well, they are cute, and they are huggable, but they also take dumps on the carpet and piss all over your furniture
and you know, I'm
chew everything.
And me being the clean freak that I am, I find that very stressful.
Yes.
Really stressful. But a new puppy is an awful lot of work, and it really does take time and energy to train the animal. I wasn't the one who really wanted the puppy at this time, but our daughter Ruby has wanted a dog since she knew what a dog was. And she's had other pets such as birds and hamsters and fish and rats. Yes, rats. And surprisingly enough, the rat named Raz, which is short for Rasmussen, was an awesome pet.
He was one of the most intelligent creatures.
She was
one of the most intelligent creatures I've ever seen. Do you know that that rat used to sit on my lap and watch TV with me?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And she drank lots of protein shakes. And
I've got a great picture of her. I'm going to use that in one of the Q reports.
Protein shakes and carrot juice.
It's awesome.
But I never thought in a million years I'd ever have a rat in the house as a pet, but I'm sure glad we did, because rats do. Parents, if you're ever thinking about, you know, your kid wanting a rat for a pet, you might think, oh my gosh, but really, they really are nice little animals.
Yes, and getting back to Annie, the dog, guess who's been lopping up my protein shakes lately too, huh?
I know, carrot juice too.
Yeah.
She likes
And so people, like, really, I want you to examine, what are you feeding your animals?
Yes.
Like, if you look at the can ingredient panel of a dog food or cat food, it's got starch and wheat and corn.
Lots of fillers.
These animals are not designed by nature to eat grains.
Yeah, and then the dogs are getting cancer and doing lots of trips to the vet.
And bloated with edema and obesity.
Yeah.
And animals, I mean, I think that having a small puppy is a paradigm of life.
Yes.
You can see human life reduced to maybe a 10-year period. You know, it's supposed to be one dog year is one seven.
7 years. Yeah.
Right. So let's say a 10 or 12-year lifespan is equal to like a 70 or 80 year. And so you can see a human life contained from beginning to end.
Right.
And we know that if you don't put work into development and set standards, and remember I was saying the other day, you got to be cruel to be kind? That is really hitting home, but
in
the right measure,
yes.
Like the song goes. Now, if we don't set the standards, and it's sometimes difficult to punish the dog in order to teach it what to do and how to live, and it resists being obedient. Hello, what does that remind you of, huh? Little children? So we have to be cruel. What appears to be cruel is actually a tough love, right?
Oh, you mean I get a word in now?
Oh, sorry.
This is he said, she said.
Okay. Greg's.
Oh, anyway, the puppy is a full-time commitment and it needs to be taken care of. So parents, if you're thinking about getting your kid a puppy, really, you know, you're going to end up looking after it yourself, because this is what happened the other day. What did Ruby say? Oh, I just want a dog. I don't want to have to look after it, though.
She wants the relationship, she wants the love, but she doesn't want to do any of the work.
No. And, you know, she says...
And before we bought the dog, we had this long talk with her.
We had lots of long talks.
I said, look, there's the shadow behind the love and the cuddling and all the pictures that you see is that it will take a dump on your bed. It will chew your favorite toy or your picture or whatever it will. And they have to be taught not to do that. And that's the tough love.
But there's a language. I mean, we all need to be doing and saying the same thing with the dog.
Absolutely.
If we say, no, don't do that, you can't say, oh, come on, don't be doing that now. We all have to talk
continuity.
In the same language. Absolutely. We all have to be rearing her in the same way.
So as a team, we have to be together first and have
teamwork.
A discussion first.
Just like it would if you're raising a child.
Otherwise, the animal can't pick up the definition or meaning of your intention.
Yes.
Because when I take it for a walk, it resists going for a walk. It doesn't like that collar and that leash.
No.
And of course, there are regulations in cities and bylaws where your dog must be on a leash.
Well, it's a good thing we keep her on a leash, because she'd be a nice little meal for some of those big old dogs in this place.
Well, and also little puppies, they take off and get crushed by a car.
I know.
So the leash is actually for her own benefit.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it is, you know, who wants to wear a leash and a collar around your neck?
Fine, honey. I thought you liked it.
Ha, ha, ha. That's true. See, I told you that having a dog.
He liked it the other night.
I told you that having a dog was a paradigm of life.
Exactly.
Everything that you will find out in your dog is true about your family. And you know when that dog is not well behaved? It's a symptom of disorder in the family.
Yes. Disorder in the court. So, I mean, what I see is the dog needs to be put on a routine. And before bed, the dog needs to go for a good long walk and have a good run so it sleeps during the night. And what puppies do is they sleep during the day and then they're up all night. So you need to change that routine around just like you would a baby. So that's really something that you need to think about when you're planning on having an animal. Especially a little puppy, but they sure are cute and they can be your friend for many, many, many years. But you have to start the way you intend to finish. That's very, very important.
Yep. And understand also that dog owners know and show dog owners know also that what you feed the animal is relative to the health of the animal. So
absolutely.
Ask yourself the same question. Mm-hmm. What are you eating, people? What are you putting in your body?
Mm-hmm.
And if you, I've seen these, I think they're almost like freaks. They buy huge amounts of vitamins and the best foods in the world for their dogs,
yes.
But then they'll turn around and eat the lowest quality food themselves.
Well, I wrote that article. It's on our website called Pet Peeve, where I've seen pet owners. Now, I'm not just talking dogs. I'm talking about horses and
all kinds of animals.
These people, these pet owners, really take care of their animals with the grooming and the food.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's wonderful.
But when they turn around,
they don't do it themselves.
That doesn't make any sense to me. So why can't they get the fact that if what they're doing for their animal is relative to producing a better animal,
right?
Why wouldn't they also do that to themselves? And why wouldn't they also understand, you know what it is? It's low self-esteem and the fact that people find it easier to put out and focus their attention on dogs and cats and animals and even other people instead of themselves because they don't see themselves as being worthy.
I just don't get that because I remember I was talking to this woman who had owned horses and she said that she feeds it the best hay because of its bronchioles and also too she makes sure that it has lots of essential fatty acids and I'm going, well, yeah, and look at you. She was hospitalized all the time. She drinks Coca-Cola all the time.
And she probably has asthma and uses an inhalator.
Yeah, I just can't believe that. I'm going, well, why wouldn't you do that for yourself?
Well, it's the same like with zoo animals. They'll feed them these meticulous diets based on science, but then food corporations of the world won't follow the same rules when it comes to people.
Right.
Because we're not allowed to feed zoo animals the people food. Like every zoo has big signs. Do not feed the animals.
Yes.
Right? Well, hello, we are a kind of animal and we need a special kind of food. But the similarity with all animals on this planet is that when you remove the nutrients from the food and feed them refined, polished, devitalized, dead food, sterile food, it kills us. But the medication will keep us alive, so we are dying longer and living shorter.
So in short, when you do get yourself a puppy, you got to make sure you put the puppy on a routine, just like a human being. You got to make sure that the animal has good nutrition, has lots of love, and lots of exercise, and lots of rest. And that's that.
Good, dear. Well, it's nice to know that the puppy is loved.
Oh, she's got
because
the
that's
best.
What does make the world go around.
Yep. Yep, she's got a good life.
No kidding.
She feeds.
And you're a bit of a dog too, aren't you, dear?
Yeah.
In Chinese astrology?
Yes, I am.
So I think there's a connection between you and the dog.
Me and the dog, absolutely.
That maybe goes beyond what.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Even seems to be.
Yeah, well, you're a rooster and you sure. You sure been doing your share of talking.
Okay, dear. Thank you for that commentary. And let's finish off with your final word.
My final word is that which doesn't kill us makes us stronger.